Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 2nd of April. It's Thursday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And be sure to check out the Barnes Review as well, folks, at BarnesReview.com. That's BarnesReview. BarnesReview.com. Well, if you tuned in here last night, ladies and gentlemen, you heard a rebroadcast. Wow, that you were hearing that rebroadcast. I was sleeping soundly, and I have to tell you, I got a very good night's sleep last night, and I'm hoping to do that tonight as well. My body clock is such that my weekend seems to be in the middle of the week. That's just from my work habits, and that's just how it is. I tend to tend to get tired in the middle of the week when everybody else is tired by the weekend. I get, you know, it's odd. I get more work done late at night and into the wee hours of the morning than I do during that 9-to-5 type frame. Anyway, I am here with you live tonight, and quite a bit of related and unrelated items I want to go through with you here, and eventually I'm sure we'll get around to the phones. First off, I want to mention that I just learned, I think it was yesterday, of the death of Ralph Rene. Last name is spelled R-E-N-E. He was generally known by his name just as plain old Rene. Last I knew, he had a website at RalphRene.com, R-A-L-P-H-R-E-N-E.com. And Rene was a very interesting, iconoclastic character. He just died back here in December. As I say, I just learned about it today. He once spoke at one of the Barnes Review conferences held in conjunction with American Free Press. He had some very serious doubts about whether or not man ever landed on the moon. He also raised some serious questions, like many other good people, about this event that we know of as the 9/11 terrorist attacks. In any case, he was a good man, and he died. He was born in 1933, so that makes him... You do the math. Anyway, while he was on the face of the planet, Ralph Rene did a lot of good things, and our sympathies go out to his friends and family. That's Ralph Rene, and check out his website at RalphRene.com. Good fellow. Very interesting guy to talk to. Need more people like Ralph Rene than we need of some of this other garbage floating around out here. Speaking of garbage, well, maybe I'll hold that after the break. Yeah, I have some funny stuff regarding an odd couple, two funny little fellas whose names you unfortunately know all too well. Well, Senator Ted Stevens, turns out they overturned his conviction on corruption charges. And it's interesting, the Washington Post today says the Stevens case, its shocking reversal says more about the Justice Department than about the former senator. And they have another story in the paper saying that ex-senator's friends say this victory is bittersweet. Well, you know, when I said that the Justice Department had trumped up charges against Jim Traficant, oh, they'd never do anything like that. That's the conspiracy theory. Why? That's crazy. Those fellows at the Justice Department, they're good, honest, decent public servants. And that Jim Traficant was a big-time crook. Well, it's about time for the Justice Department and everybody else to take a look at what the Justice Department did to Jim Traficant. He's still sitting in jail. Maybe Ted Stevens is innocent, maybe he isn't. But I know that Jim Traficant is. All right, folks, more when we come back. Talk about the gruesome twosome. Or maybe it's the gruesome threesome. Have to think about that.
We- With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelerex from scienceformulas.com. Kelerex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelerex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelerex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelerex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelerex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gruesome threesome. They're back in the news once again. I refer, of course, to that bestial, pin-headed hermaphrodite, Eric Hufschmidt, and his former close confidant, Christopher Kinky Balloon, and his infamous bride, Helya Brand Caskell. If you want to check out Helya Caskell, check her out on the internet at imdb.com. Check it out. Look it up. Had a provocative picture of her posted up there. H-E-L-J-E, last name Caskell, K-E-K-A-S-K-E-L. Helya Brand Caskell. She is the wife of Christopher Kinky Balloon and very much, I want to assure you, his partner in crime. In more ways than one, some of which I can't talk about on the air. But it's kind of interesting. I went to that hermaphrodite's website, and on his website, he is pointing out that the Boleyn family, which Hufschmidt has been claiming, Hufschmidt the hermaphrodite, has been claiming for years that Boleyn and his wife were kidnapped, wife and children were kidnapped by, I guess, the Mossad, and that the children were possibly sold into sex slavery. Well, it turns out the Boleyns were interviewed on Estonian television. Now, in the meantime, Mr. Boleyn himself has sent out an email saying his former close daily confidant, he's implying that Mr. Hufschmidt is some sort of intelligence operative because Hufschmidt has cut into Boleyn's money-making by suggesting that Boleyn has been kidnapped. Now, folks, I realize how ridiculous this all sounds, but you have to keep in mind that a couple years ago, Daryl Bradford Smith of the website IAmTheWitness.com, Daryl and I were embroiled in this bizarre morass as a consequence of the intrigues of these two characters, Boleyn and his girlfriend Huffschmidt, and their partner in crime, Helya Brand Caskell. They got Daryl and I at odds with one another because of their bizarre intrigues. But now we have Boleyn saying that Huffschmidt's activities bear the earmarks of an intelligence operative. In the meantime, I mean, it was inevitable. Now Huffschmidt is attacking Peter Schenck and saying that Peter Schenck is some sort of Zionist agent. Well, you know, who hasn't Eric Huffschmidt said is a Zionist agent? It amazes me that people still continue to have any traffic with Eric Huffschmidt. And apparently the reason why he is attacking Peter Schenck is because Huffschmidt was originally scheduled to be a guest on a program on Schenck's network, and I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? But the point is, this guy Huffschmidt, I don't want to call him a guy because he's a parasite. I mean, if you really want to feel good about yourself, you know, if you get up in the morning and you see a wart on your nose or you see bags under your eyes or see gray hairs that you don't want sprouting, or if you think you need a shave or something like that, I'm not talking to the ladies out there, of course. Just take a look at a picture of Eric Huffschmidt. Guy is real poison. As far as this Boleyn character, isn't it interesting that here's this guy who claims that he's an international fugitive, you know, from the evil Mossad, which they are indeed evil, but, you know, he claims he was a political prisoner here in the United States. Here he goes on Estonian television and indicates where he is. Well, if they are really out to get Boleyn, they can extradite him from Estonia, if indeed that is where he is living. And isn't it interesting that Boleyn has traveled into Germany, where people like me are deathly afraid to travel for reasons which should be obvious to you. But yet Boleyn will post stuff on his website about his travels to Germany and show pictures of him and his family in Germany. I'll tell you what that is, ladies and gentlemen. That is Boleyn's way of telling the intelligentsia, telling those who are in the know, that he is permitted to travel into places like Germany, even though he's written for the Barnes Review, actually wrote an article for the Barnes Review with Manfred Roeder, who's been described as Germany's longest-held political prisoner, appeared in the same issue of the Barnes Review that had the headline, Hitler, neglected Nobel Peace Prize winner, ? Yeah, Boleyn is letting people know that he is able to travel into Germany. Why is he able to travel into Germany when he has written provocative things that are right in the face of the German government, such as the interview with Manfred Roeder? The reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is because he is protected. That is why he has not been extradited. That is why he can travel into Germany. That is why he can appear on Estonian television and talk about living in Estonia with his wife and children. His wife was interviewed and the children were interviewed, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't that tell you something? He's protected. Who's protecting him? I personally think possibly the Anglican Church. I think he's an Anglican Church intelligence operative. He's working for somebody. We do know that he had contacts with an international intelligence organization that operates as a so-called self-help group. They were funding him for a year or so through one of their associates, Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. They picked up on Boleyn when he had his falling out with American Free Press, and some of us even wonder if he wasn't working for them all along, that famous self-help group that played a part in the destruction of the Institute for Historical Review. I could go on and on, folks. But if you believe that Boleyn's line, that Mike Piper collaborated with the ADL and the Office of Homeland Security and Victor Thorne and I forget who all else to set Boleyn up and take him down, when in fact he was just drunk in his front lawn and argued with the police, you know, you can believe what you want to believe, but, you know, set aside all that and then say, okay, if Berlin is right, and he really is this wanted man, why is he appearing on public television in Estonia? Why is he publishing things on his website that indicates that he's traveling into Germany? If they really wanted him, ladies and gentlemen, they'd have picked him up, but they don't really want him. Now, here's the kicker to the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. I've actually talked even more about these creeps than I intended to, but even before I learned this about this latest feud between the gruesome threesome, and when I use the term threesome, I'm talking about the Berlins, believe me, that term means more than you might imagine. But in any case, I walked into the American Free Press office, I guess it was yesterday, Tuesday morning, and I discovered, according to the accountant and, according to several of the power people there, it turns out that American Free Press discovered that just this past month, somebody billed a personal account to American Free Press to access the Internet using the American Free Press telephone system. Well, you know, we have a good accountant, and the accountant started looking into it and made some phone calls. Guess who it was, ladies and gentlemen? Guess who the crooked, low-down piece of garbage was who accessed the American Free Press telephone system? No less than Christopher Berlin. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, talk about crooked. He thought that they wouldn't catch it. He figured that wherever he's sitting in Estonia, or maybe he made a little quick trip back here to the United States to check in with his good friend Jerome Myers, the self-described Khazar, Berlin illicitly, illegally, without authorization, covertly, however you want to describe it, billed his own Internet access to the American Free Press telephone account. Well, you know, the folks in American Free Press went back and forth. It certainly would be wire fraud charges against him. But no, they're not going to do that. They simply sent Mr. Berlin an email, and that email was, in fact, given by Berlin to the telephone company as a contact. They sent an email to Mr. Berlin saying, we're going to pay your bill for the month of February, but we are not going to pay any further bills. If you continue to do this, we will have to take action. Yeah, that's Mr. Family Values, Mr. Morality. Christopher Threesome Berlin, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of creep he is, ladies and gentlemen. He hasn't been associated with American Free Press for years, and yet he's going to try to squeeze a few last dollars out. What a creep. What a garbage man. My God. It almost makes Eric Hufschmidt look like a tower of integrity. God almighty. Well, folks, I have talked much more than I intended to about that creep. So let's go on to some good news. 4,000 people rallied in London, in the middle of the city of London, the financial center. And, of course, folks, that city of London, as they call it, that financial center, is controlled by the Rothschild family. Now, a lot of the kosher conservatives in the United States are throwing up their hands in horror and saying, oh, my God, a bunch of anti-capitalist communists are, these kosher conservatives, these human events types, as I call them. Have you ever seen that garbage newspaper, Human Events? Big kosher conservative publication here in Washington. Started out years ago as a real hardline America First nationalist type publication founded by Frank Hannigan and another great guy. But, of course, as it passed down through the years, turned into nothing more than another Zionist rag. Well, those people at Human Events, they just love capitalism. They love the big banks. They love international finance. They think that's just what Western civilization is all about. Well, it ain't. I'd have liked to have seen them burn the Bank of England, ladies and gentlemen. I would have loved to have seen them ravage the city of London. Someday they will. Hang the Rothschilds on lampposts.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I must warn you, if you're one of those people who thinks that America is the homeland of the new Nazism, that America is the place where the Nazis relocated after the fall of Nazi Germany, and that now America is the Nazi homeland, you're not going to like my comments that are about to come. So you might want to turn down the radio for a moment, turn down the internet for a moment. The case of John Demjanjuk out of Cleveland, Ohio, born in Ukraine, charged in an arrest warrant in Germany with 29,000 counts of acting as an accessory to murder while working as a guard at a Nazi, or I should say Nazi, as they said, Nazi death camp during World War II. Well, this gentleman turns 89 years old on Friday, and the Jews, who control that government of Germany, where Christopher Boleyn, so-called critic of Zionism, travels freely, even though he posts on the internet and broadcasts internationally over the internet, somehow allowed to travel in Germany quite freely. That government of Germany, they want to drag the old man, 89-year-old John Demjanjuk, back to Germany and put him on trial. Well, a lawyer for Mr. Demjanjuk is saying that they filed a request that saying he's in poor physical condition, and it being sent to Germany would be inappropriate and degrading treatment. Well, I'm here to tell the Demjanjuks, if they haven't figured it out by now, the Jews don't care. They specialize in inappropriate and degrading treatment. Just check out that book called The Talmud, or if you want to go back even further, check out their behavior as cataloged triumphantly in the Old Testament. If they take John Demjanjuk off American soil, it is my prayer that God, in his wisdom and power, will provide a just and deserved punishment for, oh, let's just say, 50 to 100 Israelis, or maybe 50 to 100 American Jews, just to let these people know that their vicious, animalistic, parasitic treatment of people like this 89-year-old man will not stand. You know, we always hear the stories about how the Germans and a lot of other people, you know, when they caught partisans, you know, they'd say, all right, for every German soldier killed, we'll kill 10. Well, I know the Americans have done things like that, too. But let's just hope that God does, that God strikes out at these people that are torturing the Demjanjuk family, this 89-year-old man. Just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. This state of Israel, I'm tired of this place, ladies and gentlemen. Here today, here it is, the New York Times. New Israeli foreign minister bluntly dismisses U.S. peace effort. This ugly, God, he's even uglier, and he's almost as ugly as Eric Hufschmidt. Avigdor Lieberman, the new Israeli foreign minister, this new face of Israel, the voice of this coalition government over there, which is already saying that they're expecting a nuclear crisis with Iran. Obviously, it's a crisis that they're making. Well, I'm glad these creatures are now in charge of the government of Israel, because it is going to drive the point home further and further to a lot more people to exactly what we're dealing with, particularly supporters of Barack Obama on the liberal side. When they see this foreign government, reacting in this way towards an American icon, and whether you like it or not, Barack Obama has become an American icon. I can hear you out there saying, oh, but he's not even an American. He's born in Kenya or Indonesia or this or that or such and such. Besides the point, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people who don't believe that. There's a lot of people in this country who like Barack Obama. And when they see these ugly-faced Israeli agitators, bigots, criminals, racists, gangsters who control that government attacking Barack Obama, that will turn many of Barack Obama's supporters in this country against the gangster regime in Israel and its supporters in this country. So put your thinking caps on for a moment, folks. And even if you don't like Barack Obama, even if you think he's really an Indonesian, or if you think he's a secret Muslim, or if you think he's really a Soviet agent with 500 different identities, even if you think all these things, think about the good results of the fact that Avigdor Lieberman and Mr. Netanyahu and all these other miserable, murdering criminals in Israel are now attacking the President of the United States and his policies. That's good, ladies and gentlemen. That's good. Think about it. Think about it for a minute. Now, change of topic in a certain sense. Before we go to the break, March 30th, 2009 issue of Forbes has an article on the world's billionaires. The U.S. has 359 billionaires, according to Forbes. Of course, they never list them. What's interesting is they only list them, they list them by net worth. They change it around all the time, so it's very, very hard to tell who's who sometimes. But of the 359 names listed, I did a very liberal and generous count. That is, not including a lot of names that I wasn't exactly sure about, some names that I used to know one way or the other, but don't anymore. I could definitively pinpoint 98 out of those 359 names as being what we might describe as Jewish names. So let's round it up. 100 names out of 359 names are Jewish. Sounds to me like the Jewish folks are doing pretty well in the United States, folks. And here they complain about anti-Semitism. And my estimate, ladies and gentlemen, is a lowball estimate. Probably a little higher than that. About one-third we're talking about there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. If you want to call in here, please, now's the time to do so. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, Mark Glenn and I had a very candid discussion here the other evening about this criminal mentality that exists in Israel that was really reflected in the brutality in the invasion of Gaza. Of course, it goes back much further than that. And, you know, we've all seen, or if we haven't seen them, we should see them, the pictures of the little kids and the old ladies and just people. The people who've been butchered by God's chosen people. But I tell you what, somebody sent me a link to GolfNews.com. Israeli troops shot and killed zoo animals. We're talking about the Gaza Zoo here, ladies and gentlemen. The Gaza Zoo reeks of death. But zookeeper Imad Jamil Qasim doesn't appear to react to the stench as he walks around the animals' enclosures. A month ago, it was attracting families. He says the zoo drew up to 1,000 visitors each day. He points at the foot-long hole in the camel in one of the enclosures. This camel was pregnant. A missile went into her back, he tells us. Look at her face. She was in pain when she died. And on this link at GolfNews.com, there is a picture of that dead camel. Poor camel, ladies and gentlemen. The article continues, around every corner, inside almost every cage, are dead animals who have been lying in their cages since the Israeli incursion. Kasim doesn't understand why they chose to destroy his zoo, and it's difficult to disagree with him. Most of the animals have been shot at point-blank range. God! Let me read that again. Most of the animals have been shot at point-blank range. They quote this gentleman. The first thing the Israelis did was shoot at the lions. The animals ran out of their cage and into the office building. Actually, they hid there. The two lions are back in their enclosure. The female is pregnant. Kasim stands unusually close to them, but they don't seem bothered by his presence. In other words, folks, they know they're friends. As he takes us around, he's obviously appalled at the state of the animals. The few animals that have survived appear weak and disturbed. The foxes ate each other because we couldn't get to them in time. We had many here. There are carcasses everywhere, and the last surviving fox is quivering in the corner. And you can see a picture of that, too, ladies and gentlemen. The zoo opened in late 2005 with money from local and international non-governmental organizations. There were 40 types of animals, a children's library, a playground, and a cultural center housed at the facility. Inside the main building, soldiers defaced the walls, ripped out one of the toilets, and removed all of the hard drives from the office computers. We asked him why they targeted the zoo. He laughs. I don't know. You have to go and ask the Israelis. This is a place where people come to relax and enjoy themselves. It's not a place of politics. The article notes, Israel has accused Hamas of firing rockets from civilian areas. Kasim reacts angrily when we raise the subject. Let me answer that with a question, he says. We are under attack. There was not a single person in this zoo, just the animals. We all fled before they came. What purpose does it serve to walk around shooting animals and destroying the place? And remember, folks, the animals were shot at point-blank range. They weren't shot. This is Mike Piper talking here. They weren't shot from a long distance. The article goes on. Inside one cage lie three dead monkeys and another two in the cage beside them. Two more escaped and have yet to return. He points to a clay pot. They tried to hide, he says, of a mother and baby half tucked inside. God damn the Jews, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to repeat that again. Pardon my language. God damn the Jews. I said that. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. If I had a million dollars, and I were no longer living in the United States, and I were living safe somewhere from the hands of the criminal elite in this country who love that little gangster state in the Middle East, I would pay out that $1 million in funds to suicide bombers' families who were to drive in to Israel and wreak havoc upon the people of Israel as a payback for the point-blank shooting of these poor little animals, this wanton murder of these animals in the Gaza Zoo. Absolutely. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not embarrassed to say it, because We call these four-legged creatures animals, but I want you to tell me what these people were. Why if there's a lover of Israel out there, even Aryan from California, if there's a lover of Israel out there, I want you to call me here on the air and explain to me why it was necessary to shoot at the lions and why it was necessary to go in there and kill the monkeys. Please. I mean, you know, Israel is, you know, the Israelis say they have the most moral army in the world. Why'd they go in and tear the toilet out? Well, we know why. They're very scatological people. Just check out the Talmud. Check out the Old Testament. We understand this. You know, and you know, even in the sense of war, ladies and gentlemen, I would be willing to go so far as to say, well, I can understand why the Israelis are killing human beings, because after all, human beings can pick up guns. Not that I'm justifying it, not by any means at all. But, you know, I tell you what, maybe some of you defenders of Israel, and you people out there who worship at the altar of the Jewish people, you followers of John Hagee out there, and I know there's a few of you listening, maybe now you can understand, you know, you justify the Israeli killing of the Palestinians because they might have been, they might have been terrorists, Muslim terrorists. I tell you what, maybe now you can understand why the Germans during World War II had to kill so many Jewish partisans, because that's in fact what they were. They were behind the lines killing German soldiers, terrorizing German soldiers. So in self-defense, that's why we had the so-called quote-unquote Holocaust by bullets, which was not a Holocaust, and which, as we've seen, there's not even a lot of evidence to prove forensically that there was such bulleteering, so to speak. There's a lot of bull. Oh, there certainly is a lot of bull involved surrounding the Holocaust, but not a lot of bullets. So anyway, if there is someone out there who wants to defend the carnage at the Gaza Zoo, please do call in here. Please call in here and explain to me why it was necessary to destroy the Gaza Zoo. I really want to hear your explanation for it. But more so, I want the audience to hear it. I want it to be on the air so that maybe, just maybe, there's someone out there listening to this program tonight, possibly purely by accident, who hears you, whoever you are, maybe Aryan from California. I want them to hear you explain how it was an accident that these Israeli soldiers went into the Gaza Zoo and shot these animals point blank. Please explain why it was necessary to kill the camel. Oh, maybe the camel was going to carry terrorist bombs on its hump. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Let God rain terror upon Israel just in retribution. Just in retribution for these poor animals. I mean, it's bad enough what they do to the little kids. It's bad enough, you know, what they do to the old ladies. It's bad enough what they do to young people. It's bad enough, period. But the animals? Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, they hung him on a cross. So if they do that to Jesus Christ, what do we expect them to do to monkeys and to camels and... Even try to kill the lions. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so mad here, folks, that I'm almost speechless. I think you can tell that. I'm trying to prevent myself from raising my voice and saying what I'd like to do if I could get my hands on those Israeli soldiers. If I could get my hands on those Israeli soldiers that did that to the animals in the Gaza Zoo. You know, I always say, you know, I don't like human beings, but I do like animals. And I've even given the Israelis a pass as far as their treatment of the Palestinians, the human beings in Palestine, suggesting that, well, hey, war is hell and you kill your enemy. And yes, they do consider the Palestinians, Christian and Muslim alike, their enemies. So I've given them a pass on that. Give them a pass on that, okay? Because that's war. War is hell. But tell me why. I don't see anybody calling in to tell me why killing the animals in the Gaza Zoo was a good thing. Killing them. No, these were not bombs being accidentally dropped in the Gaza Zoo. These dirty, low-life bastards. Pardon my language, but that's what they are, and that's a nice way of putting it. These dirty, low-life bastards in the Israeli army went in there and shot these animals, remember, at point-blank range. Okay. I'm still mad, very mad, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to David in California. One of the callers now, David in California.
Michael?
Yes, how are you, David?
Oh, I'm fine. There's a problem in getting the internet radio to work on for public broadcasting. I wasn't there. The reason why I called on the phone is because I knew I could listen to the radio station, but I wasn't able to listen to it on the net. I tried downloading per the instructions, and it didn't work.
Okay, now, you know, I'm not at the RBN headquarters. I'm broadcasting out of Washington over the telephone. Have you explained, and I've gotten a couple emails over the past week or so, people telling me they were having trouble accessing the archives, but I understand that RBN was working on that. Now, have you talked to the people at RBN directly and explained that to them?
No, you're the very first person I've spoken to in that.
Okay, well, you really should talk to my producer about that. Maybe he can give you some advice on that. I am largely computer illiterate myself. Not suggesting that you are. So when things like that happen, I really can't give any advice on that. So David, if you want to. I'll move ahead here, but if you want to hang on the line and talk to my producer, I'm sure he can help you out there.
I called, I think, last week in regard to my having visited the home of David Ben-Gurion in Israel.
Right. I do. Okay, I remember talking to you. That was a very interesting phone call. Yes, okay.
And I just started talking to you about the Maritime and Clandestine Immigration Museum in Haifa. And then we were cut off because of
the time.
That was a very interesting museum, and I believe that they do a much more open job of informing their own people of what really happened than their stooges do in the American media to the American people.
Oh, that's exactly correct. In fact, you know, kind of interesting, the late Dr. Israel Shahak, who was a Holocaust survivor, and he was a very great critic of Israel's policies after he settled in Palestine. He often wrote, and he made the point repeatedly, that the Israelis in their Hebrew language newspapers for circulation in Israel were far more open, far more candid, far more direct in their political statements about things that were happening, both present and past, than they did in their English language newspapers, which, according to Dr. Shahak, it's his opinion, of course, but I think he's correct about this, the English language papers published in Israel were more geared toward European opinion and in particular American opinion, you know, to try to present the nice side, so to speak, of Israel, the nice side of Jewish thought towards the other, towards the Goyim, towards the Gentiles. So that makes sense to me. And when you told me that story, I was very much interested and intrigued, but really not so surprised. And that's why it's very, very interesting that you did tell, or that the story is very interesting, because they are more open in talking about what really happened in the past and what's happening in the present, you know, with their own people. So it's all part of a process that's been pretty evident to anybody who's been watching this whole criminal enterprise since it came into being in 1948.
Well, for those of your listeners who would care to visit Israel, I believe that they would find a real eye-opener in going there and staying there in cheap lodgings. And I believe that they would find it good for their souls to see what's happening there.
Well, you know, I think I've told this on the air before. I knew a very, very nice lady who's a Mennonite, and her daughter went to Palestine as a missionary. And when she came back, all the local Christian churches were inviting this young Mennonite girl, this young Mennonite missionary, to come around and give lectures about what she saw in Israel. Of course, they wanted, you know, they wanted the stories about how Israel's blooming in the desert and oh, God's chosen people are just real happy and gay and living among themselves and in peace, and but scared about their evil Arab neighbors. Well, the young Mennonite girl, who was no dummy, she came back, and her opinion of Israel had changed considerably. And as she told her mother, well, Mom, I really don't feel like I can go out and give these lectures they want me to give, because if I tell the truth, they'll all be mad at me. And, you know, you can't, I don't know if you've ever known any Mennonites, but they're some of the nicest, most decent, God-fearing, true Christians that you can find anywhere. And this young Mennonite girl didn't feel like she could tell the truth because the truth would hurt. And that's the way it goes. All right, David, thanks for your call, but you stay on the line if you want to talk to the producer there.
Okay.
All right, thanks for your call again, David. Very interesting. All right, folks, we can squeeze in one more caller when we come back. Stay tuned.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to KTOrdnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, reading a book about the Nuremberg trials here a couple days ago. And, you know, as I was thinking about this, these atrocities at the Gaza Zoo, I was just thinking that, you know what, after having seen that from the most moral army in the entire face of the planet, so-called, I just have to say that I am ever more convinced that those German gentlemen who were hanged by the International Military Tribunal at Nuremberg, I am convinced that they are sitting now at the right hand of God. They have to be. They have to be, ladies and gentlemen. They have to be. No question about that in my mind. You know, we have a whole lineup of callers here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm already talking well into the last couple minutes of the show, so I'm going to apologize to those callers that have been waiting patiently. I'm not going to bring up any callers here tonight. They wouldn't have any time to say anything anyway. They're welcome to call back here tomorrow night. We will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Unless, of course, these crazy Jews manage to touch off a nuclear war in the next 24 hours. Not likely to happen. But what is likely to happen, what we can be certain of, is that there's going to be a lot more innocent people dying in Gaza and in Iraq, including Americans who are over there fighting a war that should not have been fought, a war that was fought solely to advance the cause of Israel. Another war in the spirit of World War I and World War II. And yes, World War I did have to do with Zionism. For those of you who don't know the history of the Balfour Declaration, check it out. Balfour Declaration had everything to do with Zionism. It had everything to do with Jewish power in the United States and Jewish power in Britain, yes. World War I was a Jewish war of survival. It became World War I when the United States entered as part of Jewish intrigue, which the Jews themselves write about, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't some anti-Semitic conspiracy theory from Mike Piper or David Duke or Mark Glenn. All the facts are out there. It has nothing to do with a German death cult or even Bohemian Grove or Teutonic Zionism. No, the Nazis have not taken over America. The anti-Nazis have taken over America. Or at least if they haven't taken over completely yet, they've got a damn good start. And believe me, I'm here to tell you folks, if they can treat us like they treat the animals at the Gaza Zoo, that's exactly how they will treat us. You know, even if the Germans during World War II did absolutely everything that the Jews now claim that they did, the Germans, that is. Well, the fact is, the record shows that everything that's happening in Palestine today is precisely that which they, the Jews, claim the Germans did to them. I mean, it's that simple, folks. It's that simple. If you can't figure it out, if you can't figure it out, or your friends can't figure it out, God have mercy on your souls. Jerry Falwell isn't up there at the right hand of God, but Julius Streicher certainly is, ladies and gentlemen. Generals Yodel, Keitel, the whole gang. Hermann Göring's up there raising a toast right now. Have a good evening, folks. Just be glad you weren't an animal in the Gaza Zoo or a little kid in Gaza.
With recent